Welcome to the Silver Gaia Show. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Hour. Our show. I did it again.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Hi, Steph.
I even have hour written down. I meant to put show.
We do the weirdest stuff together.
Yeah. Welcome to the Silver Gaia
show. So how are you doing after last week being gone?
I am so much better.
I'm glad you're here.
Oh, my gosh. I really missed it last week, though.
Did you?
Oh, I did. But
did you listen to Eric making fun of us and everything?
No, I did not hear that
part.
Did
you miss that part? No, Eric didn't make fun of us.
I was going to say, I don't recall that.
Except for looking to see if I had hairy feet, you know, because we're talking about the hobbits and the elves. It was funny.
Right. Mm.
So anyway, we have Brilla Wade in the studio today and Beth Siragusa, and they have some amazing information to talk to us about the Heart and Soul Conference coming up.
Great.
I know. So welcome, Brilla.
Thank you very much.
And Beth, how are you guys doing?
Thank you. Doing great. Yeah.
Okay. So, Brilla, you're the founder of the Living Light Foundation and the co-founder of the Universal Kabbalah Network. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, I was on a journey and left corporate in the late 90s and decided I was looking around for what I wanted to do with my life.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided it definitely wasn't going back in and working for somebody else. So then I started looking at healing modalities and that kind of thing. And long story short, I started working on a path of empowering people.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, most of the people that are coming forward that we've been marketing to now for the last 20 years are women. We've been marketing to women for the last 20 years. So most of my client base, I'd say about 60% of my client base is women and empowering women. And the cool thing about that is that then women share with everybody they know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what made you go on that path? There has to be some circumstance in your life that changes all of us.
Well, I would say an inner calling.
Okay, good.
And I really kind of thrashed about. If you know me, you know I'm a participating skeptic.
Right.
And so I was thrashing about, more or less, it wasn't really very graceful, about who I was and what I was going to do this lifetime, because I was now in my late 40s and feeling like the clock was ticking and time was running out, and I wasn't doing, or I wasn't fulfilling, nearly the potential that I knew I was here to do.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. That was just really important. And so you travel quite a bit. You're essentially going around teaching around the world. And tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I started teaching in South Africa, in Cape Town and Johannesburg in 2005. And I started teaching Empower Thyself, the mystery school classes, Empower Thyself, and Kabbalah.
Uh-huh.
And I did that until about 2010. And then I started teaching. That overlapped with teaching in Ireland and teaching in other parts of the world. More recently, I've been teaching in London and in Brazil and in Toronto.
Wow. You know, I have a question for you, because in this area, some things are not accepted. Do you find that it's more accepted in the European market than in the United States?
I find it's more accepted almost anywhere besides the United States. And the West Coast is unique in that it's almost more accepted anywhere else than on the West Coast.
Wow.
Wow.
That's what I thought Germany was like. They're a lot more open.
Right.
I believe. Spiritually.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, Europe has had true metaphysics.
Correct.
Right.
So that's a degree, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the kind of teachings that I finally ended up finding and getting involved with are the true metaphysics, which I understand you're all about too, Bruce.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
So it's like yes, there's an understanding through generations in Europe about this, whereas we're new to it here
in this in the area
in North America.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, that's really something. So, Beth, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I am the founder of Holistic Health Goddess. I actually found the Mystery School about 5 years ago, and jumped in with both feet into the Universal Kabbalah program, which Brilla teaches here and around the world. And I have really never looked back. I have also received a holistic health coaching certification.
Okay.
I'm now a certified teacher and
life
activation practitioner through the Modern Mystery School. And what it's done for me is really to take everything that I've had up until that point and basically, like, take it up 10 notches.
Good.
It's been an amazing experience and has allowed me to step into my service of others.
Mm-hmm. So was there a certain calling that brought you to Verla and the Modern Mystery School and Kabbalah?
Absolutely. When I was living in Houston in 2007, I kind of had a spiritual awakening. And I started studying all kinds of religions and different ways of thought and philosophy from all around the world and kind of hit a ceiling there and kind of received the message to move to Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Shortly thereafter, I found the Modern Mystery School and was able to continue at a deeper level some of these amazing ancient metaphysical teachings.
Yes.
Okay, so you're mentioning the Modern Mystery School. What is that based off of?
The Modern Mystery School is one of the seven ancient mystery schools that's operating on the planet today. Mm-hmm. And it's based off of the lineage of King Solomon.
Okay.
And, 3,000 years ago, King Solomon did some amazing things, mostly which aren't in print other than in the journals of the mystery school. But he did some really amazing things, and he knew that we were entering into what I noticed that you're really all about, this new energy.
Correct,
The new paradigm. Mm-hmm. And so he knew from the prophecies of Kabbalah, and from the prophecies of the mystery school that we were entering into to this new paradigm. And so he was looking for how to help people of the planet bridge the gap between where they were and where they needed to be. And so in that process, he created a lot of amazing healings and things like that. And so this school is in that lineage and traces our lineage back directly to him and beyond him.
That's wonderful. Wow. Because I know with us bringing in the new energies coming in, mm-hmm. and it's all weaving in together as one. And a lot of people are going, what do you mean weaving?
Right.
It has to weave in. It's not going to be acceptance. Acceptance is right.
Yes.
And so that's one thing. So you own your own company, Beth, and tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So Holistic Health Goddess, I started that after I actually received my health coaching certification, and I was on my way to becoming a life activation practitioner through the Modern Mystery School. I chose the name because holistic health it recognizes all aspects of a human, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual,
the four parts of the body.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then also, I've always really been drawn to the goddess, mm-hmm. always drawn to that deep feminine energy and knowledge. I personally feel that this, the goddess energy nurtures, it holds us, it enlivens us so that anything and anyone touched by it can reach their full potential and really blossom.
And that's very true. Mother God's Gaia, she has so much to offer us. And once you embrace her, mm-hmm. it's like she's never gone. You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
That energy is always there for you and mm-hmm. helps you through every step that you go through.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I talk about is God and Goddess works together as one. It's like a portal that's coming through, right? And mm-hmm. so this long cylinder, and when they're working together, I'm just amazed on what I see the difference in people. Mm-hmm. And it's just not one way or another way, but when you put it together, it's like this big whammy happens on the earth. So there's a lot of shifting going on. And are you guys feeling that energetically a lot?
Oh my gosh, it's unrelenting,
mm-hmm.
and it's demanding, and it's requiring us, from my perspective, it's requiring us to grow up and be spiritual adults.
Thank you. Yes.
And it's not accepting spiritual teenager, spiritual child. It's not accepting that anymore. It's like, it's time for us to be spiritual adults as humans on the planet.
Right, mm-hmm. right. I'm really about boundaries.
Yes.
Big time. Anybody who knows me is like, I'm about boundaries. Grow up. Let's do your job and mm-hmm. why we're here. I had one person ask me, why are you helping to, as a planetary worker, why are you helping to remove deities out of the ground or, and help assist the angels and the other deities that come and help remove them, right? I said, because it's our time now to do it. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, we all have the physical body.
Uh-huh.
And the other deities, they don't have the physical body so much, right? So we're in partnership with them to bring in the new paradigm or the new age.
Right. So they've done their job.
So they're doing their job. We have to do ours. Right. And unfortunately, we've lost some of the deeper teachings or the deeper respect or the deeper understanding. Like you said, you bring God and Goddess together and it creates a tunnel of light that just flows in front of you to open up your path.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we're in the physical here to help bring this into the physical.
Right. And that's what Silver Guide is all about, is bringing in the ancient knowledge back.
Mm-hmm.
Because with this new paradigm, it is ancient knowledge coming back and weaving back in. And so some people will call this New Age. Sorry, I'm not New Age. I'm metaphysical. You know, and all this is coming back. And that kind of age is kind of going out, but we have to weave it together somehow so it blends together as one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I want to get to the Heart and Soul conference that's coming up with you, Beth. And that's going to happen October 5th, 2016. Can you tell us something about this?
Yeah, absolutely. So several years ago, just to give you an idea of how this started, two international speakers and trainers, one was Dr. Teresa Bullard, and the other one was Verla Wade.
Uh-huh.
These are senior Kabbalah teachers in the Mystery School, and using ancient Mystery School and Kabbalistic teachings, created several experiential classes about women's empowerment and keys that are unique to women that have been lost to these ancient teachings. So this class literally changed the course of women's lives who attended it in Seattle, Orange County, and also in Boston. And so the IDE Council is a result of previous Seattle classes, the women's work, as we call it. We originated from a group of women who wanted to continue the spirit of this work in our area and to help bring it to the general public and women as we wanted to engage with it on a more regular basis. So we do these every couple of months.
Uh-huh.
And the one coming up is our theme is the inspiration of living a gratitude-filled life. And so we'll
good.
Be nice. Really engaging with mm-hmm. gratitude.
Mm-hmm. So, and where is it going to be held at?
It will be in the Northgate area.
Okay.
So once you email us at idecouncil@gmail.com, you'll
receive... Can you
receive,
say that just a little bit slower on
absolutely.
The address?
IDECouncil@gmail.com.
Okay.
Email us and we will send you all the information you need as well as the physical address. RSVP is required to attend. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/IDECouncil. And that's where we post all of our events. You can like our page and follow us on there.
So is this just for women?
This event is just for women.
Okay.
Just for women. We've been focusing on bringing the feminine energy to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
So we do exclude men from these particular events.
So I do have to ask you, because I do have a lot of men that listen. So why would you exclude the men from this to bring the women forward? Verla, can you answer that for me?
That's a really, really great question. And where we started the work, as we started doing the work for empowering women, and what, because women have been using the male prototype of empowerment. And we've hit the glass ceiling on mm-hmm. the planet because of that, right? And so we've lost our original way of being empowered in the world, because it's very different from how a man's empowered. A woman
right.
is a receiver and the channel and the core, whereas the man is out there in the world, okay,
mm-hmm.
with the energy. So we started working with this and trying to understand how to empower women. And as a result, what evolved was this work. And can you ask me the question again?
Why just women, not men? Yeah.
Why just women, not men?
Yeah.
What we found, yeah, thank you so much in refocusing me. What we found is that women had deep wounding.
Right.
Women had some deep wounding. And that so in order to heal the goddess within,
mm-hmm. right,
they needed to be with each other. And mm-hmm. as they were with each other in the council around the fire, so to speak, which is
right.
which is the ancient language, right?
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
when women are with each other, they intuitively understand what's going on with each other, whereas if we introduce men into the conversation, then women feel a need to be a different way.
That makes sense.
It does.
It does.
It does.
Make sense.
And so we've been really we have been really pushed to develop something for the men, too. And so now we're premiering that at the end of the year.
Oh, great.
Oh, good.
Great.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Great.
But the IDE work is for women and giving them that safe place
right.
to if they hit their pain, to not have to protect it.
Right.
Right.
Or not have to gloss over mm-hmm. it or anything
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because, you know, when us women, we go out and get our nails done, and it's the only time... You know, we get to be touched and we don't have to touch back.
Right.
So, yes, I totally understand and empowering them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which empowers us more for the men.
The one thing that we've seen as a result is women go home to the men in their lives, mm-hmm. and the men start experiencing the change immediately.
Yep. And it shifts the home then.
Shifts the home.
Yes.
Shifts the home overnight, mm-hmm. in some cases. And it's been a remarkable experience for us, mm-hmm. to
That's
be a
great.
Part of that.
That's
right?
great.
Yeah.
So one thing is I wanted to find out, and I know our listeners want to know, can they bring a friend to this event?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Women, please bring other women to this event and share in this really unique experience.
So what made you start the IDE Council?
Well, we started basically, inspired by these classes that Dr. Teresa Ibis Bullard, mm-hmm. and Verla Wade brought to the women in Seattle. And IDE, the IDE Council itself, was coined from a term used in Kabbalah,
okay.
which is IDE, used to describe the spark of inspiration from the mind of God. So taking this concept of inspiration, we've expanded it for our purposes to stand for women who are influencers, deciders, and educators. And I firmly believe that's pretty much all women in some
yes,
capacity.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And so these are also the women that we're attracting to these Heart and Soul events.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how did you come up with your business name, HolisticHealthGoddess.com?
Well, I came up with that as I was looking to, fuse together things that are really the most important things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So holistic, what does it look like on all levels, the macrocosm, the microcosm, health, how do you step away from things that are not helping you? How do you sacrifice mm-hmm. those things that aren't working for you and really step into a more pure state? And then, of course, the goddess, bringing that ancient wisdom and energy to everything that I'm doing in the world.
Great.
Absolutely.
Great. So, Verla, I have a couple questions for you. Where do the five keys come from?
Five keys are an interesting discovery. Several years ago, we were tasked, Teresa and I were tasked, to go out and develop usable Kabbalah, because Kabbalah is such a vast system
right.
of knowledge and action, right, that mm-hmm. you can spend a whole lifetime and not know everything there is to know about it. It's a little bit intimidating, actually.
Uh-huh.
And so he said to us, the head of the mystery school, would you please develop Kabbalah in sound bites? So we went to work on that, and we weren't really excited about it. We realized that where our real joy was with empowering women.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then we said, okay, let's write something about empowering women. Alongside of that conversation with the head of the mystery school was also a conversation that were the ancient predictions about what was going to happen at this time on the planet, and how very ancient predictions about how women would need to step forward, which was also, the Dalai Lama just recently in the last few years said, the planet's going to change because of the women of the West, right?
Mm-hmm, so right.
The same conversation is going on here. And so the mystery school was teaching, when women change, the whole planet changes, mm-hmm. which is really obvious,
mm-hmm.
but which is really frustrating if to think that I have to do something different as a woman that I don't know how to do because I'm doing the best I know how to do in any given moment
right.
for men to lay down the art of war.
Right.
Or the game of war. I have to change something.
Right.
Right? And so I have to change something at the core of me. Now, it's pretty obvious I have to change how I relate with other women. I have to stop being competitive.
Yes.
All of that, which is, by the way, been set up by the patriarch in which
yep.
we just responded to.
Right.
right.
So as Teresa and I started looking at, well, how are we really going to empower women? And what's missing? Because something's missing here. Because we knew from Kabbalah that women create totally differently than men do. But there wasn't any teaching in the mystery school about that. And there wasn't really, there was the conversation in Kabbalah about that, but then how do we make a change on the planet? And so as we started putting together all the classes that we'd done for 12 years or so, and we worked with our guidance and our guides and the angels, what popped out were these five keys.
Okay.
And the head of the mystery school had said, I can't give women the answer. It's not for men to give women the answer. Women have to find the answer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so we embarked on this journey and found five keys about reminding women about who we really are and how we show up in the world and how we manifest and create
mm-hmm.
and how
right.
to do that in such a way that it brings in the next phase of the planet.
Right. Yes. Which is happening now.
Yeah.
That's great. How do we use them?
In everyday life. In everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you... I'll give you the first key, and it's going to make, I want to share with you the first key, and it's going to make a, I think it's going to make a lot of sense to you.
Okay.
The first key is we do not create with our minds. We create from our desire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's huge.
Right.
Men do not create from desire. Men create from plan and action.
Right.
Idea, plan, action, right?
Mm-hmm.
Women create from desire. And of course, we can be source the desire from goddess or Shekinah, as Kabbalah refers to the goddess, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can source that inspiration for desire from her, but then it becomes pretty obvious where it goes awry, because our desire is usually polluted by our negative ego.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
And so then we put the desire out there. It's polluted by our negative ego, our attachments, and our fears. And so we put the desire out there, and we get it back, but it's not, we know it's not what we were looking for.
Right.
So you just mentioned something, that attachments. What do you mean by attachments? Because I, as a healer, remove a lot of attachments.
Yes.
And my guides and guardians, you know, take them to where they have to be, whether it be ET system or wherever, right?
Mm-hmm.
The angels come in and do their job. I'm just a conduit.
Right.
So what do you mean by attachments?
I'm talking about where the negative ego gets involved and wants to run the show in our lives. And every time somebody starts to wake up, every time somebody starts to get the calling, it threatens the negative ego. We've got a positive ego and the negative ego.
Mm-hmm.
And it threatens the negative ego because the negative ego wants to remain in charge.
Right.
And so one of the main techniques that the negative ego uses is attachments based on fear of loss of something. So attachment is something that's not the true love or the true passion. It's the result of, and it's what goes awry for us because we're focusing on our attachments versus what the true love or the true passion is.
Well, in the goddess light that my lineage is from, right? If you and Master Guide Lehi, that is one of my elven magi that I work with and stuff, and that we have the book coming out and Through the Eyes of an Elven. And I was doing a seminar and I couldn't speak. And you remember this, Stephanie? All of a sudden, mm-hmm. I'm trying to come out with some Lemurian stuff. And I was like, I can't talk to this dad. And he took over. It's like, consciousness, you're leaving. I'm taking over. And the one thing that he taught all of us, and I was just like totally amazed, embrace and love your ego.
Mm-hmm.
Once I did that, and everybody else did this in the room, I came back and I heard the message. I said, okay, I'm going to embrace it. I mean, it really threw us off.
Mm-hmm.
And, that negative part of the ego left.
Yes.
And everything just aligned.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to embrace it. You have to be willing to tell yourself the truth about it.
Right.
Right.
And dance with the shadow is how it's been coined in some conversations. You have to be able to tell yourself the truth about how you play when you play below the bar. And I call that dancing with the shadow.
Right.
In order to stop being so affected by it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the other question I have, didn't we recover a lot of what with women, the movement in the 70s and 80s?
You know, we went as far as we could go, and we hit the glass ceiling, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that movement, from my perspective as a Kabbalist, it was based on a number of things that really wanted the right thing for women and right thing for industry, right? That's not the issue.
Right.
The issue is it was based on the premise that we're equal, that men and women are equal. Now, I'm going to say something that might be kind of controversial. Mm-hmm. We're not equal.
We're not.
No.
We're remarkably different.
Correct.
And so for women going for equality, they could only go for equality with themselves, right?
That makes sense.
Equality with men put us on the wrong spin.
Right.
Right.
Okay? So we went as far as we could go. We accomplished some amazing things.
Did.
Thank you to those women who were out there leading that. Mm-hmm. And now women have to remember mm-hmm. how to create from their divine goddess,
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Versus emulating how men create,
mm-hmm. right?
And how women create is much more receptive, and it takes patience.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, 9 months to gestate the human life, right?
Right.
What is
right.
that if not patience?
Right. Right.
Right.
No, I agree with that.
I like that.
So Beth, let's go back and I want to get some. So they can go to facebook.com/IDEC Council. IDEC Council, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Facebook.com/IDE Council.
Okay, great. And is there a phone number they can call, or is this the only way they can get a hold of you?
That's the way to get a hold of us. You can also contact me directly, Beth Rigusa, at 206-434-5106, or you can connect with Verla Wade by calling or texting 206-715-7222.
Hey, well, I want to really thank you guys for being here today.
Yeah.
This was interesting. I love it.
Yes.
So we're going to go to a commercial break here for a minute, and then we're going to come back with a couple more questions for Beth and Verla.
Yeah, so join
us. I know. This is going to be great.
Come back.
Jamie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
And thank you for joining us back at Silver Guys Show. I said it right. Yay. I'm telling you, no teeth or nothing got in the way this time, huh?
Nice.
So, Verla, a question I have. What is the Kabbalah and what does it have to do today with all of this?
That's a great question. We could talk for days on this one.
I bet we could.
Very basically, very succinctly, the Kabbalah is a vast system of metaphysical thought and action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a lot, right?
Right.
Now, the Mystery School teaches that Kabbalah is the original system out of which every other system evolved. So religion, philosophy, and all of our interpretations about what's right and wrong all evolved out of this system of Kabbalah.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about Kabbalah is that when I started working with it, I had no clue what I was getting into. I was just a calling again, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
So I dipped my toe in, and within about 3 months, I noticed a couple things. I was becoming much more effective at what I was already good at, and I was getting very clear about what had been allowing to stop myself. Kabbalah
right.
refers to how I blocked the light, right?
Right.
Or how I was stopping myself in my progression.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I said, not knowing that the rabbis Berg had coined this years ago, I said, oh, my gosh, this is the instruction manual for life that I thought everybody else had that I'd been missing. I don't know if you ever had that feeling, but often in my adult life, I felt like other people had been taught or trained something that I somehow had missed the boat on. And as I started studying Kabbalah, I found the answers in the system of Kabbalah. Now, how it relates to this work is Kabbalah is all about empowerment. So it's all about then how we're using Kabbalah or utilizing the wisdom of Kabbalah is about empowering women. And so you start to learn in Kabbalah what it means to be a personally empowered person minute by minute in your life. And what is possible when you live life this way. Kabbalah also describes the masculine and feminine in some very interesting terms. It says the masculine is force and the feminine is form.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So how the feminine creates, Bree, back to what you said originally, I love boundaries, me too, because creation is not possible without boundaries.
Right. Correct.
And Kabbalah is all about the boundaries of the feminine.
Right.
And in that, they use a term that's a little bit archaic and can be misunderstood, but they say, okay, the feminine energy can be a little severe.
I don't mean to laugh, but I wonder if my son's listening.
Well, and it's not, it doesn't mean harsh.
Mm-hmm.
It means that when the feminine energy, when the womb gives life, there's one thing guaranteed, death. And so that's what Kabbalah is talking about, is there's this cycle, and the feminine receives the energy from the masculine and creates life.
Right.
Or creates whatever she creates.
Right.
And then Kabbalah goes on, you know, to say, hey, it just isn't about guys and gals. It's about this inner balance with the masculine and feminine in each of you. And Kabbalah has something that they refer to as the middle pillar or the pillar of equilibrium or balance.
Right.
So it's about, you don't have to fix the world outside.
Right.
You know, you have to adjust yourself into that balance, and then that balance starts reflecting out in the world. So that's what Kabbalah has to do with all of this.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you see happening with the Heart and Soul event, Beth, and what would be coming in the future for you and for others?
Well, I would just love to see more and more women become aware of this work and experience it for themselves, because once they experience it, they understand on so many different deeper levels what it really means to be engaging with the feminine energy and creating in a different way, using their own unique way of creation, you know. And it's a big question, you know, what, you know, if we could change one thing in women's lives, you know, what would it be? We talk about this, you know, and so if I could change one thing in women's lives through these heart and soul gatherings for impactful women, it would be to awaken them to their personal power to change not just their own lives, but to create that positive ripple effect for the planet, to really shift things, shift the tide of where we're going.
Right.
Oh, wow. That's great. Great. And the one thing I'm interested in is bringing in the men in that you're going to do. I think that's going to be wonderful.
Oh, me too.
Because I know my husband went through a great shift. And so 2012, I started feeling their female energy, right? And now it's ending.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I'm so glad my husband's back to being him.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, and that masculine energy.
Right.
And so my question, though, I do have a question. Sometimes I've met women, this is the first time being a woman on this planet, and they're having a hard time with that. What do you suggest for them?
What do I suggest for them?
It's their first lifetime.
It's their first, it's their first lifetime emanation as a woman.
Right.
And so it's like, it's a new energy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suggest to them that even though they've had lifetime after lifetime as not a woman, that it's, they've been prepared off planet to be a woman now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They've had a lot of off planet training in between reincarnations or before reincarnations.
Right.
Because I have to tell you, Bree, I don't think any woman on the planet here today is here by accident.
No.
I don't think
no.
it's random.
Mm-mm. No.
And so I think we're genetically coded within our DNA to wake up and remember. And I think we have the training we need if we can wake up and remember who and what we are
For
and
sure.
what it means to be a woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, however you do it, find somebody that inspires you. Find somebody that helps you. Find somebody that nurtures you. To remember what you already know and what you're already an expert at.
Right.
So that you can do it this lifetime.
And isn't there more women on this planet than men?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Get this started.
My husband's listening to this one. So you've mentioned the Mystery School a lot. Can you explain that to us?
Well, the Mystery School is a group of schools that have been on the planet pre-human. And part of
pre-human, past Middle Earth.
Pre-human, past Middle Earth. And part of the purpose for the Mystery School on the planet, there, and in fact, you could say, in one way, their only purpose on the planet was to retain the deeper esoteric training and teachings, to retain them unpolluted until this time. Because this is the time of no more secrets.
Right.
And so people need these trainings and these understandings now. And the Modern Mystery School is a school that has its doors open right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of the seven mystery schools every century, there's only one with their doors open outwardly teaching. The others are operating,
right,
but it's behind the scenes.
Oh.
So who is the head of the mystery school?
The key teacher, and he doesn't like being called a teacher. He likes being called a reminder. The key reminder is a gentleman from Iceland by the name of Gudni Gunnarsson.
Oh, okay. Wow. So and what is his lineage in all this?
What is his
lineage?
He was trained by the Golden Dawn, okay, which is one of the seven mystery schools. And he's actually visited all seven mystery schools himself on the planet before he took over the role in this school.
Oh, okay. Great. And so Teresa Bullard, you have down here. Can you explain a little bit about her for us?
Yeah, she's an amazing woman.
I love her picture.
I know. She's so beautiful. And she's so beautiful in so many ways. I had the opportunity to meet Teresa here in Seattle in 2001 or so by a fluke.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, a fluke. And her mother from California she was up here working at the university getting her PhD in physics.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother, who's very metaphysical, sent Teresa to me to get a life activation. And Teresa kind of was very scientific, you know, getting her PhD in physics.
Right.
Kind of came along because she respected her mother so much and said, prove it to me. I don't believe any of this, but prove it to me and do this thing on me. So I did this thing on her, the life activation. And it was the beginning of a long and wonderful relationship.
Oh, good.
And so she combines metaphysics with physics.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And she's a leader in the field.
Nice.
At this point.
Uh-huh.
And she's based out of Southern Cal.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So she's an excellent teacher, leader, and change agent?
Yes.
What do you mean by change agent?
Well, Teresa combines Kabbalah with physics, with metaphysics, and with alchemy.
Okay.
And so she's really working on social alchemy. You know, what needs to happen in our corporations? What needs to happen in our businesses? That is the alchemical process. And how do we take that, those ancient teachings, and put them into modern day venues for transformation?
Right.
And so she's combining science and metaphysics and making it into an art. And she's really brilliant at it.
Wow.
That's great. Well, I am so glad you guys came here today. I mean, I have question after question. So reclaiming, I got to get to this one.
Okay.
Reclaiming the feminine soul. You have that coming in December. Can you tell us some about that?
We do have that coming in December, and we're really excited about it. It's a two-day class that Teresa and I wrote for women that have the keys of creation. So to help people, women, reclaim the knowledge and wisdom and understanding that's been lost through the last 2,000 years of the patriarchy, or maybe longer.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, as we started working with this, we started working with the Shekinah, which is potentially Gaia.
Right.
Or a version of Gaia.
Right.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to offend any Kabbalists out there.
Right.
But there's so many similarities. What we know about the Shekinah is she's God's partner, and she's here in the physical with us. He didn't leave us here alone.
Right.
Is one of the Kabbalistic conversations. So there's this amazing goddess at the source of creation who helped turn on the lights for this experiment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ensof turned on the lights through the work of Shekinah. And so what we discovered is that as Shekinah came down through the dimensions to be with us here, there was fragmenting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, Kabbalah talks about the fragmenting of the 10 vessels of the Sephirot as the energy poured into the physical. And so there was fragmenting, and each woman holds that fragmenting within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so our job is to restore, you know, the fragments of our soul. And so that's what this 2-day workshop is really about.
Okay.
And then to share these keys, which are very confrontive.
Mm-hmm.
The keys are very confrontive because, think about this. We have been more or less a part of the patriarchy and lost our kind of our way of creation for over 2,000 years. And yet we're the most controlled and written out group of people on the planet, written out of history, written out of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why would that be necessary?
And I'm afraid they're just afraid of us, plain and simple.
It's because we're so powerful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so the first thing you do with a powerful agent is you convince it it's not powerful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that has happened.
And wow, you can really do that to women.
Yeah.
It's been done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you mm-hmm. see that in relationships.
It's totally been done.
Yeah. Right.
And so this program is a little bit confrontive because it within every woman, we know how powerful we are, but we don't know how to break the whatever it is we need to break, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Break out of that. And so it's these teachings that say, okay, you are this powerful. When you change your mind, when you change how you show up in life and play, the world changes.
Exactly.
Right.
The
mm-hmm.
men in your life change.
Right.
Yes.
That's so true.
And that's a
that's a biggie.
And that's a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
I didn't want that responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to do all that work.
You know, I don't know. I enjoy my work. So what can I say?
Yeah.
You know, being of the God's light, I enjoy being who I am and why I'm here.
And I think we all at this deep level resonate with the fact that we are actually this powerful. So now we need to do something.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
And so this class is really about, okay, so how do you do it? And what do you do?
Right.
And getting women launched on the change.
Yeah. Well, that all makes sense.
Yeah.
So I want to remind our listeners about Reclaiming the Feminine Soul. And you guys can register at the Living Light Foundation. Get a hold of Verla Wade at gmail.com. A phone number for her is 206-715-7222. I want to thank you both, Beth and Verla, for being here today.
Yes, thank you.
And this has been such an enlightenment, and I'm sure we'll have you on again.
And we look forward to that.
Okay, great. So we're going to go a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with some exciting news from Georgina, who's going to be calling us in from California. She's a psychotherapist and astrologer, and I am going to be interviewing a 15-year-old empath today. So we'll see you back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Thanks.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Silver Guys Show. That was amazing, Stephanie, wasn't it?
That is, you know, that's so what we want to bring out.
Right.
You know, for the women and the men.
Right. That's the whole thing is I want to bring out more of the men right now.
But I understand that, you know, helping the women to bring it out will help the men.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, with the new paradigm coming in.
Right.
It's coming in softer, but yet aggressive. And women can be aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so can men at the same time, but men have bounced out.
Right.
Where we're coming back kind of aggressive.
Uh-huh.
And so we have to bounce out,
too. Well, is it that we want to be heard this time?
Yes.
We want to be heard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm no better than you are. You're no better than me.
Right.
You know, and we can work this together.
Right.
You know, we need the female energy.
Right.
Out there for
no,
sure.
No, I agree with that. And so, but what do you do when you're all female energy?
Well,
because I know Teresa and other friends of mine said, you know, because I'm all female energy.
Right.
And it's like, how do you balance someone out like me? Have you, you know, it's really hard to balance sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm having to go walk out barefoot in the rain, in the grass, sit my butt down in the grass and get wet and do the kundalini or whatever. And you know, call upon Gaia and, you know, my goddess and say, okay, I need some help here.
Right.
I don't care if it's raining. I need you to ground me right now.
Right.
And with all the shifting of the energy, it's been crazy lately for me.
So if you've been all female,
there's
a new male energy coming in.
Right.
How's that going to affect you?
That's what I've been wondering.
Does it make you nervous?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Because it's something I've never experienced.
Never done before. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I can completely understand.
So the only time that I've ever felt any male energy of me is one of my guides, Master Guide Lehi, Lehi, right?
Right.
This is an elven magi.
Right.
Was in me for a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, he says, you need to feel this energy.
Right.
And so he didn't take over my body or my thoughts or anything, right? But I was able to feel a little bit more masculine and things did change for a while. But only that short time. I was kind of missed it after it was gone. I was
You know, I remember when you went through this.
Yeah, it was like, that was what, 2 years ago?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was great. I mean, it made my private light, I want to say it that way.
More
a little more exciting and interesting. I, you know, we got to make sure we don't embarrass Eric over there.
Yeah.
He's kind of smiling, going, "Oh no, please no, Brie." But anyway, so that was one thing, and it was like, you know, there's so much that we need to talk about and do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the one thing is, Roland and them were talking about the Modern Mystery School, and I did some research on them.
Right.
And paperwork there. Yeah, we're live on there. I need some paperwork over there for a minute, please.
So you did some investigating?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. You know, because I've heard of it, and I was like, "Going, wait a minute." There's several ones that we've done that, right?
Right.
And I'm going, you know, there's more information on these guys than what's being said, and I wanted to find out some things.
Uh-huh.
So, like one thing, you know. And I wish, you know, we had kept them in here. But they were talking about fairies and elves being in service to humans and the planet. I'm going, the elves? Are you?
Right.
That kind of threw me. I found that. You know, I'm going, what?
Right.
Elves are pure light. Don't need a portal to come through.
Mm-hmm.
They're here for us. But they're not in service to us. They're here to help us.
Right.
We're in service to them.
Right.
At least that's the way I look at it. What do you think?
Well, I think actually it could go both ways.
Right.
I mean, it's basically you're saying both. You know, it's just a different way. To be in service for them would be for us to remember.
Right.
Right. And to say,
and they're not
for them
little
to
tiny,
be
and they're
service,
not little tiny elves.
No. And to be in service for us, how I look at that, it's the teachings that you would get, I guess, or visions or readings or channeling.
Right.
I kind of think it goes...
It kind of goes hand in hand then.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was getting because I was going, wait a minute. what we're getting, you know, different things and stuff. And so when I work with Magi Lehi, right,
mm-hmm.
and we have the book coming out Through the Eyes of an Elven, and I was like going, all the things he was saying. One, when he first came to me,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden it felt like this big powerhouse landed in my house, right? Mm-hmm. I was just like going, whoosh.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And you were there.
Right.
And when some of them come in on me, when mm-hmm. they change my guides or whatever.
Like when you write a book. So say you wrote a book for Lemuria, right? The Lemurians. And you would be in service for them.
Right.
And then you get the book done, and now...
You're in service for them.
Yes.
Yeah, back, you know, back, vice versa.
Yes.
So, with the book Through the Eyes of an Elven, when he first came here, Lehi did not like how things were on the planet.
Right.
Oh, he was upset.
Right.
They're very staunch. They're very just, you know, this mm-hmm. is how I am. This is how things are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they not proceeding any different than what they are?
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I noticed that, so he had finally calmed down a little bit, right?
Okay.
And then he started talking to me. And after we loved our egos, which was really important,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
then the positive and negative ego. I mean, we all have that, right?
Right.
So, but once you love them unconditionally, they merge right into the third mm-hmm. chakra. Mm-hmm. And you don't have that problem with the ego unless it's your own personal attitude and behavior.
Right.
You know, so I'm not, mm-hmm. you can't blame everything always on the ego because you got to look at yourself too.
Right.
Well, that's one thing mm-hmm. that was important. So, mm-hmm. and, you know, so I was going through this and I was looking at all this and I was going, tell me more about this mystery school. So last night I was just studying a whole bunch of stuff and I'm going, wait a minute. So I was reading about all the lineages and I'm going, wow, there's things that are missing here.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm a natural born activator. You know that.
Right. Right.
And I wish Roland could stay a little longer. Today's kind of a day that we have a lot going on. So I went to the life activation, and this is absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's releasing all patterns and clarity and everything, right? But the one thing that got me was the crown cap removal. I have never heard of that.
Oh, I know. I've never heard of that either.
So I called some of my people just to find out, you know, what's happening and stuff. And they said, no, that should never be done. I thought maybe it was just me because of, you know, just my own personal activations that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's from memory for over 50,000 years ago.
So what are they actually doing?
Well, what I was told by a shaman I talked to.
Okay.
When they're removing the crown cap, they're actually destroying some of the like they're going in surgically, right?
Oh, okay.
With whatever instrument that they're using and stuff, right? It's not like... They may want to call it, you know, psychic surgery.
Right.
But, you know, whatever you want to call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or etheric surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So they're removing the cap and going into the brain down to the pineal gland. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I'm doing it, my hand may be at the top of their head, right? And my hand and my left hand, and mm-hmm. you've had me, I've worked on you. And then I put my right hand on the heart chakra. So I'm sending golden particles from spirit, right?
Right.
I'm also sending the silver particles from Gaia, mm-hmm. female and male energy, into the heart. And then I'm sending just the golden particles to the God cell, which is the pineal gland.
So you're not messing with the crown?
No.
At all?
No. And so that's the only thing that I was concerned about, right?
Right.
Messing with that crown is so important. I won't let nobody
mm-hmm.
do that with my crown.
Right.
I was wondering how you feel about that.
Well, the crown is part of you.
Right.
So if you're using your crown chakra, I wouldn't want it to be removed or messed with either.
Right.
You know, because it is a part of you.
Right. And so when I'm going and doing the activations, right,
mm-hmm.
I'll first do that part, right? And then I come to, you know, many of you that have had my activations,
mm-hmm.
my hands, I'm as like the listeners can see, so... Imagine I have a beach ball in front of me, your head, you're laying on a massage table on your back, and my hands are by the side of your head.
Right.
And I'm making sure that
mm-hmm.
the pineal gland has been activated properly.
Right.
That you can feel the heat off my hands
mm-hmm.
and that you can feel the energy going through to the pineal gland.
Right.
And making sure it's balanced.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's been disturbed on what's your agreement.
Right.
So if you visualize a golden pool.
Right.
Before we were born.
Okay.
So we picked out our parents. We picked out our sisters. We picked out our friends. We picked out all these people that would come in our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
We picked out we're going to do some naughty things, and then we're going to change it because we have to do these things, right?
Right.
And so anyway, so we're just like going, what's happening here and stuff? And, you know, and so we do, we pick all this up. But if you go into removing the crown, you know, the crown cap, you can destroy a lot of that information.
Wow. Wow.
So I'm not saying that the modern mystery school is bad. I'm just saying this one situation,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so that was one thing. And so, you know, but they do a lot of good things, like balancing chakra, balancing negative crystal removal. The thing that I get out of that is they're sitting there removing all the negative information out and stuff. So that's one thing. And so then they have life activation, empower themselves, Healer Academy, Sacred Geometry Series. I mean, there's so much that they offer.
Mm-hmm.
So it is worth looking into. And, you know, it may be that it is something for others to look at.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not everything will resonate with me or you.
Right. For sure.
I love Verla. I love Beth. Uh-huh. They have so much to offer. And I'm really excited to do work with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
And so that will be great.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm. We'll have them back.
Right. And so,
what's coming up in our next hour? Because we got to wrap for this hour.
Okay. Well, I'm expecting a caller, so I hope Georgina will call in soon. So we'll let it go and go to break.
Yeah. Join us.
Stay tuned.
Yes.